CKUW 95.9 FM, listener-driven radio in Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives.
And you wake up one morning and you say, I feel good. I don't miss her. I can live without her. And you soon learn that time will come, but it wasn't that day. Just one wing, but then why should he? Where there's sky, there must be rain. Where there's you, there's me. So do it all, get it done. Wrap yourself in something warm. Come on. Come on. Come on home.
Thank you. You're listening. There we go. You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan here on CKUW 95.9 FM. This thing looping behind me very loudly. There we go. Is FM Einheit with Weigenlied. Probably mispronounced like crazy. It's a new acquisition from Suzanne Studios, a guy who used to work at Captain Trip Records. Apparently had a fight with the owners of that label with what he was doing and how things were being done, and he didn't like it. So he started his own label called Suzanne Studios. And I like them quite a lot. I don't buy everything from the label because they do put out quite a bit, but I am very selective and still have about 20 or 30 items from their catalog. And this is the first thing that they released by FM Einheit. They reissued an album that he put out in 1990, along with a bonus disc. I don't know if it's 100 copies or 200 copies. What's great about Suzanne is that they'll do glass-mastered 3-inch CDs or regular size CDs that you can only get if you order direct from them. And it's a lovely way to make that, scratch that collector's scum itch, but also make you buy something physical. A lot of this stuff isn't on streaming either. FM Einheit, used to be in a band called Einstreusende Neubauten. I'm not sure if he's one of the original members, but this is a solo release that he did, and I like it quite a bit. This one is called Weigenlied, which I butchered once before, and I'm butchering yet again. Before that, we heard Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Blue Sunday from the album SRO, and Lee Hazelwood with Come On Home to Me from Requiem for an Almost Lady. How you doing? I'm doing great. It's been an interesting week. My sister came in from Australia. It's awesome to see her, because she doesn't get up here too often. Except lately, everyone's dying, so she has to come back for all these family funerals. We had our funeral for my aunt on Monday, which was awesome. It was beautiful. The stories that people went up and shared were beautiful. I had an interesting moment with clients of my aunt's, and one of them actually used to work for her at her old travel agency. Knowing that I had to speak in front of a crowd, and I didn't want to falter and sob my eyes out, I got taken aside by a former coworker of my aunt's and told that she used to talk about me very highly all the time. She said that she always felt a special connection with me because I knew things that no one ever told me, especially about her dad, my Guido, who died a year before I was born. I used to have dreams about him when I was a little kid, and I would tell my mom about them. My mom would just start crying, and I would mention conversations that we'd have in the fishing boat and what he was wearing, and my mom would cry and tell me afterwards. She told me, days or even years later, that there were things that I said to her that happened in my dream between me and my grandpa that she never shared, like stories she never shared with me, outfits that he wore that she didn't have any pictures of that I would have seen. My aunt, Martha, said that, she felt like she was still kind of communicating with him, that I was a connection to her dad that she loved and lost. And of course I hear this and I'm thinking that's beautiful and weird and, surreal and, absurd and wonderful. So that is something I've been sitting with for a little while. I did speak at my aunt's funeral, and I sat at the front and gave my big thing, and I was just ping-ponging around the room, and I forgot to say a whole bunch of stuff, but it went over well, and that was my Monday. Tuesday, I took the day off of work, and I just stayed home to try to process everything and feel good. And my friend Lee loaned me a slide scanner, when my dad passed away and I was clearing out my parents' place, I found a slide projector with a whole bunch of reels. And on Tuesday, instead of relaxing and trying to come down from this emotional event on Monday, I digitized all of my dad's slides from 1974 to 1976, from when he lived in Montreal. And it kind of hits double because when I was a kid, my dad would always talk about his time in Montreal and how it was some of the happiest times of his life. And that when he died, he wanted a party. He wanted like an Irish wake where his friends would just get drunk for 4 days. And he wanted to be scattered in the mountains and the Laurentians. And it's about 30 years after I think my dad initially told me what his death wishes were. And we're planning that out for next year. Me and my sister are going to meet up in Montreal, and his friend Bert, who he lived with out there, is going to take us to where my dad used to get, him and my dad used to, you know, drink and party and get high, and we're going to scatter my dad's ashes out there. I scanned all of these photos in, and I got to see all of these moments of my dad's time in Montreal, including pictures of my dad when he was like 24 years old. Some of the pictures, he was like with an early girlfriend. A lot of them were with friends that I have since met. These guys are all, you know, in their early 70s, early 80s now. And just seeing them young and messing around. And I knew my dad loved animals, but almost half of the photos are just of dogs in different seasons. My dad was also a really good photographer, and I never really knew that about him. He was always the guy at family events and that had the film camera, and I still have his film camera, and something I'm probably going to hold on to until my kids throw it away once I go. It was just, it was extra emotional. It wasn't necessarily sad and devastating. It was just another thing to connect me to my dad. Because our last 3 years together were just a gift. I never thought I'd have the relationship that I had with my dad ever. And then he survived and my mom didn't. And I knew that my mom would want me to look after my dad and make sure that he'd be okay. And we got to know each other on a level that, again, I never expected. And we just had the best time. So when he died, it was crushing, but we had nothing left to say to each other. Basically, every time we'd see each other, we would just be moving forward. Everything was already said, and then we were just catching up on what happened in the couple of days that we haven't seen each other or spoken. So it was really, really cool. I have a lot of photos to work with. I actually made a brand new collage. I haven't made a piece of art in over 6 months, over 8 months. And so I made one, and it's a collaboration with my dad. The background is one of his photos, and the rest of it is public domain Photoshop fun. You can find it on my Instagram at Patrick Michael something, and it's big enough that I think I might make a print of it at some point. Jody's really pushing me to start doing prints of some of my collages and selling them. Why not? Anywho, that being said, we're going to get to some more music here on the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelish. Don't worry, everybody. I'm okay. What's next? It is this.
Gleam. Gleam. Thank you. Your friend's gonna deceive you. Leave your cry. You can't keep yours, cause you're watching. We'll be right back.
Give me a e-ball. Give me a e. You're joining me. That bunny, but I don't hear anything. Look at the trees.
Let me just try.
Look at those trees. It's fantastic. Please, man. Talk something. Yeah. What did you say?
Talk.
There's nothing to say.
You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan here on CKUW 95.9 FM. This song wasn't supposed to be playing right now, but you know what? I think it kind of works. I started the set off with Asmus Tichins and Sisyphos Glim from Music aus der Grauzone, The Immortally County Killers 2 with Weak Brain, Narrow Mind, Fabio Fabor with Tensione Atmosferica. You don't have to be an Italian speaker to know what that is. Brain Ticket with Feel the Wind Blow from their album Psychonaut, and then Ovens with I Can't Hang. The Ovens album, I lucked out on getting a copy back when Aquarius Records was open in San Francisco. I was a huge fan of Aquarius Records. Their website was pretty bare bones, and they had a weekly newsletter that, instead of just giving the press release of what album you were about to buy, the whole newsletter was written by the staff at Aquarius Records. It was kind of like old school stylist magazine, except it's record store geeks who, I guess, have a little bit more skin in the game, because if you're not buying albums, they're not paying rent. So I would buy so many albums just based on the descriptions from these record store clerks that I respected and liked. And when I used to phone the store, we eventually kind of struck up a relationship where I'd be calling from Winnipeg, and I would tell them, listen, it's freezing cold up here right now. I know you guys are Fahrenheit and I'm Celsius, but you know where they meet at minus 40? With the wind chill, it's minus 40 Fahrenheit where I am right now. And they would flip out and think that it was nuts, but also cool that, like, 18, 17-year-old kid from Winnipeg was calling long distance and blowing all of his allowance money on cool releases. It's where I discovered the OCs back when they were just a tiny independent acoustic freak folk gigging band in San Francisco, and not this John Dwyer led warship. It's where I bought my first Conant Project CD set. I'd phone them and I'd get to know some of them. Andy, who ran Tumult Records, put out that Ovens CD. There's another Ovens album. It's like a 12-songer that I've been looking for the last, like, 15 years. But another person who worked there that was a nice Canadian connection was Robin Iwata from the band Cub, relative of Randy Iwata, who ran Mint Records, who back in the 90s and early 2000s, that was my label. Huevos Rancheros and Mr. T Experience and Groovy Ghoulies and Winnipeg's own Duotang, Mao, Nico Case and her boyfriends, the New Pornographers, Mark Kleiner Power Trio. There was a whole bunch of amazing stuff on Mint Records, and that was my era. That was my era of Mint. And I got to talk to Robin, and that was super cool. And I was a big fan of Cub, but even more of a fan of a band that she was in after Cub called I Am Spoonbender. Obsessed with those guys. It kind of fell in the artificial plastic, post-punky, same kind of realm as, to me anyway, aesthetically, as like Manor Astro Man and Six Finger Satellite and those kind of synthy bands of the mid-90s, early 2000s. I was a big fan of all that kind of stuff. So that was Ovens with I Can't Hang. I think a double LP came out of that collection, or triple LP. It's great music. It's like just fuzzy bedroom punk rock kind of stuff, or fuzzy pop maybe, which came out on a black metal label, which is even cooler that I found it. But Andy hooked me up with a bunch of CDs when I ordered all those early OCs releases before that was the last thing I played. And then this is Alan Hawkshaw with Safety Zone off of a collection of library music that was released from the vault called The Hanged Man. This is one of the bonus tracks on that disc. What time is it? It's 10 to 1, quarter to 1-ish, which means that it's almost time for our compulsory can, but we got some stuff to play before that. Why not some Beck? I think it was like the 30th anniversary of Odelay. But we're going to avoid Odelay. We're going to go back even earlier. We're going to go back to some Golden Feelings. And this is a Heartland feeling. Coming up next on the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan. Stay tuned. After that is going to be our compulsory can. Love you lots. Don't touch that dial or your mouse or adjust your antenna. Stay put.
Talking about here is it's kind of a Heartland feeling, like Mellencamp, you know, kind of a melon feeling. Okay, what you gotta get together is a Heartland folk singer. Yeah, we're gonna need him real quick. John Cougar Mellencamp, Bruce Springsteen, Bob Seger, that type of feeling. Melon feeling, you know, real powerful, proving music of a Heartland quality, just powerful, straightforward music. And if you can't get just the right type of feeling, find someone who'll pass and change them.
Old man Johnson got his head in his hand, making his way across state in a fiddling band, with hair all down in his eyes and a microphone all covered with flies. When he gets done playing, goes back to his room, climbs in the bed in his cowboy boots, and he picks up a magazine, turns on the TV, lights a cigar as he's falling asleep. Well, he's only a person who doesn't know shit. Yeah, nothing happening, that's about it. Yeah, well, little Rosanna came from Texarkana, had $14 wrapped in a bandana. Came into town not looking for much. Well, she found a hound dog and she named him Dutch. She got a job at the arcade taking quarters, but she was never too good at taking orders. So one night she stopped giving out change. She kicked the boss in the shin and unplugged the games. She's only a person who doesn't know shit. Nothing happening, that's about it. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sam got canned at the cannery. He punched out the clock that night. His knuckle was bleeding as he walked home. He was cold and he had a headache. Well, his wife was cooking canned beans. He took out all the money out of his jeans and he set it on fire in the kitchen.
kitchen sink. As his wife handed him a drink, he was only a person who didn't know shit. Nothing happening, that's about it. Yeah. Smiler was looking for handouts, sleeping in an abandoned lighthouse, down at the mini mall, shaking his head, washing windows with his bare hand. He found the sports car with the keys in the ignition. It just seemed so easy. He took a joyride, drove it into a hedge, came out with the steering wheel wrapped around his head. Well, he's only a person who doesn't know shit. Nothing happening, that's about it. Ooh, yeah. Well, Jenny was born in a small town. Everybody just standing around. They had bingo games and a raffle. Everybody chewing tobacco. Well, she grew up kind of restless. All her boyfriends wanted to be dentists. Well, she got a job at the truck stop, and she got old fast and never did what she wanted. She's only a person who doesn't know shit. Nothing happening, that's about it. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Thank you. Thank you.